Now, it seems everyone wants to be a star these days and make it as an actor, but it takes hard work to become the next Michael Fassbender. And one Limerick man knows the hard way more than most. Brendan McNamara has written a common sense and practical guide to getting the part. His book is called It's the Audition, Stupid. And if you're any way interested in acting or the audition process, or you're convinced your son or daughter has what it takes to win an Oscar, then I think you'll enjoy what we have to say to Brendan. Good morning to you, Brendan.
How you doing?
Good to talk to you. It all started for you 1,000 years ago when the War of the Buttons came to town.
Yes. Hubbard Casting came to Limerick to do an open casting session.
Yes.
And thousands of us went down. Self and some mates just mitched off school and ended up getting a part. So.
How old were you?
13.
13 years old. And was it was it a difficult process to get the part?
Yeah, there was 6 auditions in total, and a kind of big screen test as well, which was quite daunting with 40-odd crew members all watching you perform and whatnot. But, I mean, obviously well worth it in the end. But, yeah, it was a bit scary and a bit, I mean, being 13 and, you know, really wanting to get a part and wanting to make your parents proud and whatnot. You know, it was, yeah, for a while there it was a bit scary, I think.
But you got the part.
But I got the part, yeah.
You got the part. And the best piece of advice from David Putnam, the producer, was what?
Well, was go back to school.
Yeah.
You know, go back to school. And if you still want to do it at 18, you know, give it a shot. But he told us the story of the chap from Oliver and how hard he had it. You know, he was the most famous child in the world for 6 months. And, you know, suddenly then nothing happened for him. And he's now, you know, in a completely different profession. Doesn't act anymore or anything like that, you know. So we were very well looked after by production, you know. There wasn't any of this nonsense about being stars or everything. They were very frank with us, which I thought was, you know, great looking back at it.
The Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is a vet. He went straight into, he didn't do much acting after that.
That's right, yeah.
So it seems to be the way for, so a lot of the kids just decide to abandon ship and do something else. But you did more acting, didn't you? You got some more
parts. I did. Hubbard's came to town and did Angela's Ashes, and I attended the casting for that and ended up picking up a role there as well. At the same time, I auditioned for Trinity and got in there, which was great. But what kind of started with Hubbard's and Angela's Ashes at that time as well is that they offered me, you know, to come over to London to be a junior runner in their office.
Okay.
In 1998, so that was my first experience of casting. And seeing things from the other side and suddenly seeing all these actor CVs arrive in and all these actors coming in trying to get jobs and whatnot. It was a bit of an eye-opener to see it. But yet I still persevered for a few years, you know, while at college and, you know, kept trying to get a few roles here and there.
So, for example, when you went for a part in the Robert Carlyle thing, movie about Hitler, The Rise of Evil, what sort of work research did you do for that?
Probably the worst audition I ever did as an actor.
Okay.
And I had basically, I was in London, I was trying to get auditions as you do, and my agent at the time got me in for this big audition, which was Rise of Hitler starring Robert Carlyle for CBS television in the States. So it was a big deal. And it was meeting, you know, Sue Jones, who's a top casting director over here, and I was auditioning for Hitler as a teenager.
Right.
So a young Paddy Hitler, as it were. And To prepare, because I didn't really take any of the training in college that seriously, which was a mistake. And I basically prepared by watching Schindler's List once or twice.
Okay.
And ended up doing the audition sounding like, you know, Ringo Starr doing Hello, Hello. You know, it was just dreadful.
You just didn't nail that accent, no?
No, I definitely didn't nail that accent.
Not good. When you're there looking at actors potentially looking for a role for an audition, what are the most common mistakes made
by actors?
Yeah,
there's quite a few. I mean, a lot of the times actors won't listen to direction in an audition. A director will tell them to do something, and see what happens is an actor can get a script and can get all excited and prepare it several different ways and think this is how I'm going to do it, because actors like to show us how great they are. But at the end of the day, the casting process is a job interview.
Yeah.
We're bringing you in to see if we can work with you. So if you come in and prepare the script in one kind of fashion, and then the director asks you to change things, and you can't change them, then that's a big problem. Because if the director can't direct you, then the game is up.
So you need to be on your toes.
You need to be on. You need to prepare the script, of course. You have to be prepared. You have to know your lines, but don't set yourself one fashion of how to prepare it, because you can't have, you know, as much information as we can give you before your audition. You're still not going to have the full picture.
And should you be up to speed with the people, like the director, the other actor? I mean, should you know much about the thing you're auditioning for?
Yeah, you should. I mean, Google is brilliant for actors. You know, there's so much information. Directors have a style of working, for example. And if you, any director you're going to meet, you can Google them. They should have a showreel online, which will show their work. And you can see, you know, the tone of which they direct things, whether it's, you know, ultra-natural performances like somebody like Ken Loach.
Yes.
Or it's madcap and off, you know, the charts. You know that what your performance should be. You can pitch your performance to, you know, that director's style.
And if you cast your eye into or over the waiting area where the auditionees are knocking around, what are you looking at or looking for?
It drives me mad. You know, I'm actually in a casting studio today because I've a job going on later this morning.
Yeah.
And it drives me mad because actors will, you know, they'll sit there and they'll start, you know, flirting with Billy Bob Joe, you know, who they went to drama school with 100 years ago or whatever, or they'll, you know, just start chatting and they won't be focusing on their script. Because if you're on a set and camera's rolling, you're focused on your lines. If you're about to, you know, walk onto the stage at the National, you're focused, you're ready to go. An actor should be focused when sitting in that waiting room, yeah, getting ready. They shouldn't be flirting. They shouldn't be, you know, having a bit of crack, you know. The most important thing an actor can do is audition. It's why I wrote the book, because it's the most important thing you do, because it's an advertisement for your craft and for what you do.
And the phones, are you happy enough if you see people with their head in their phones looking at their Facebook page on an app?
No, it drives me mad. Absolutely drives me mad.
Turn the phone off is your message.
Exactly. Turn it all off.
Focus
on your script.
Exactly. Get your job done. Brendan, nice to talk to you. Good luck with everything.
Thanks very much. And thanks for having me on. Take it easy.
All right. Brendan McNamara, author of It's the Audition, Stupid, The Actor's Essential Guide to Surviving the Casting and Getting the Part.